Lecture 7, Paradise Regained, The Space Trilogy, 1.
Last time in Lecture 6, we saw how Lewis the Scholar fought to rehabilitate both the beauty and truth of the medieval model of the universe and of the power and value of such genres as science fiction and fantasy. In the 5 lectures that follow, we shall see how Lewis, in his Space Trilogy and in his 7 Chronicles of Narnia, enacted and embodied this rehabilitation in his fiction. In this lecture, we shall consider how, in Out of the Silent Planet and Perelandra, Lewis takes us on a journey through a living universe to 2 planets that still exist in an Edenic state. We shall see, too, how he uses these journeys to critique modern man's arrogant lust for immortality. Out of the Silent Planet is the first installment in 3 or a trilogy of science fiction novels. And in this novel, we learn how a philologist or a studier of language named Ransom is kidnapped by 2 evil men, Divine and Weston, and is carried by spaceship to the planet Mars. Now, upon landing on Mars, Ransom actually escapes from his abductors, Divine and Weston, and seeks refuge with an intelligent, beaver-like race of warriors known as the Hross. And, being a philologist, he quickly learns their language, and he learns that Mars, or Malacandra, as they call it, actually houses 3 rational creatures, or what they call Chna. And those 3 creatures are the Cross. There's also a second group known as the Sorns, and they are tall and thin, and they are the abstract thinkers. They are the scientists and the mathematicians. Finally, a third race is called the Fifeltrigi, and they look like frogs, and they are sort of the blue-collar craftsmen of Malacandra. Now, although these 3 races are very different, they all live together in utopic harmony and equality, a sort of Plato's Republic. However, all of them obey the Oyarsa. And the Oyarsa is an angelic guardian spirit who not only rules over Mars, but also rules over the lesser angels that are known as Eldila. Hitting you with a little bit of terminology here. Now, after a while, Divine and Weston show up on the scene, they find Ransom, and they actually kill several of the Cross, rather violently. Well, Ransom is forced to flee to safety, and he goes up to the mountains of Malacandra, where he meets a Sorn. And on the back of the Sorn, he's carried to the garden where the Oyarsa lives. And we're finally going to find out what's going on. The Oyarsa explains to Ransom that he, the Oyarsa, had asked Divine and Weston to bring another human being so he could talk to them. But Divine and Weston, being evil-minded, thought the Oyarsa wanted a human sacrifice. But all he wanted to do was talk to Ransom. Now, some of you are wondering, if he's an Oyarsa, why does he need to talk to anybody? He should know everything. But we discover that from the point of view of Mars, Earth is the silent planet, or Tholkandra in their language. Now, why is Earth Tholkandra, or the silent planet? Well, we learn many ages ago, the Oyarsa of Earth, it turns out that all the planets have an Oyarsa, or a guardian spirit, the Oyarsa of Earth had rebelled against Mal-El-Dil, which is their name for the creator. And not only did this earthly or terrestrial Oyarsa rebel, he seized control of the Earth and then tried to corrupt Malacandra and the other planets. Well, Mal-El-Dil would not have this. And so Mal-El-Dil declared the Earth enemy-occupied territory and placed a cosmic quarantine on it. Therefore, we are Tholkandra. We move ahead in the plot. In the finale, Divine and Weston appear on the scene again. They find the Oyarsa, and they explain that it is their intention to seize and colonize Mars as a way to perpetuate and preserve the human race. And they believe this right is due them because they, the Earthlings, have an advanced civilization.